Okay, our friends. So today, well, we've been reading Little Red Riding Hood stories, and we're about done with that, don't you think?
Yeah.
So we're going to read Little Red Riding Hood one last time.
No, it's not Little Red Riding Hood.
It's not Little Red Riding Hood?
Nope.
Then we'll be reading It's Not Little Red Riding Hood by Josh Funk. It's illustrated by Edwardian Taylor, and it's read today by...
Narrator and characters.
Are you ready? Okay.
Once upon a time, Little Red Riding Hood lived with her family in a cottage on the outskirts of the woods.
Hey! Someone's talking about us.
Everyone loved Little Red, especially her grandmother. Little Red's grandma loved her so much that she sent her a red cape with a hood she had sewed just for her.
That's why they call me Little Red Cape and Hood.
No, they call you Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, she's wrong, isn't she?
Oh. Do I ride the cape? Is it a magic carpet?
No, it's just attached to the hood.
Oops, not anymore.
Red, what did you do?
Maybe Grandma can fix it?
It's a good thing we're heading to her house in the story. One day, Grandma became ill. Little Red's mother packed a basket filled with all sorts of food and asked Little Red to bring it to Grandma.
I have to carry this?
Yes.
And I'm supposed to go by myself to Grandma's house?
You got it.
Is there at least some medicine in the basket?
No.
So, just to recap, you're sending a child carrying a giant basket into the woods all alone?
Yes.
Okay, you're in charge.
Little Red began to journey to... Little Red, you're supposed to be on your way to Grandma's.
Sweet. Jelly, I completely forgot. I'll leave right now. But you said we'd play Rolling Stones with the Beatles. Sorry, sis. I can toss rocks down Insect Hill another time.
Hurry up. Your sick grandma needs you.
In the picture, we can see that Little Red was supposed to walk out the door, but she's playing with her sister, isn't she? Right? What do you think her little sister's name is?
Little Blue Riding Hood.
Yeah.
In a wheelchair.
Right. Hey, Little Blue, I'm borrowing your cape and hood, okay?
What? What? You can't wear blue. You're Little Red.
Oh, don't be silly. I don't have to wear red just because my name is Red. Look at my mother. Her name isn't Frilly Apron Purple Socks. Yeah, her name is Jennifer Purple Socks.
Fine, wear blue. Just get going to Grandma's. Little Red finally began to journey to Grandma's house.
Are we there yet?
You just left. Grandma lives about a half hour's walk.
A half hour?
Yeah, you've been there before, haven't you?
How would you say that?
What's that?
usually we take a carriage or a horse or a horse with a carriage. In fact, I don't think I've ever walked there before. I'm not even sure I know the way.
Well, this time you have to walk.
Okay.
It's okay, Red. I'll help you with the directions.
Phew.
Well, Red was about halfway there. A figure crept out from the trees. It was... Who are you?
I be the big bad wolf, of course.
You're not a wolf.
But look what big sharp teeth I have.
You're not fooling anyone, mister.
Aye, you got me. I'm Captain Hook. The big bad wolf called in sick, so I'll be filling in.
What? The big bad wolf can't be sick?
My grandma's sick. Something must be going around.
Look, I'm doing the wolf a favor. Villains can be nice sometimes, too.
What exactly do you mean by villain?
Let's just move on. So, the big bad Hook?
Aye, I like that name, matey.
Asked Little Red where she was going.
I'm taking this basket of food to my sick grandma. She lives just a bit further into the woods.
Aren't you kind of young to be traveling alone in the dark and dangerous woods?
Nope, I double-checked.
That's when the big bad Hook had an idea.
I know. I'll steal the basket of food and have it all to myself.
No, your idea is to distract Little Red by suggesting she pick some flowers for her grandma.
I can hear you, you know.
Red, why don't you go pick some flowers for your grandma?
So, just to recap. You want me to wander off into the woods when you know I don't know my way around?
Yes.
Sweet jelly, as long as we're on the same page.
Now, Hook, you sneak over to Grandma's house.
And I steal from the grandma.
No. You eat the grandma and then pretend to be the grandma and eat Little Red for dessert.
Oh, there. I did not agree to be people-eaten. And why couldn't the wolf just eat Little Red and then eat Grandma? Why the complicated plot with all the trickery?
Hey, I'm the storyteller here. I'm not telling you how you're doing your job, am I?
Actually, that's exactly what you be doing.
Oh, right. The big bad Hook knocked on Grandma's door and pretended to be Little Red.
Wait, who am I pretending to be? I thought I was pretending to be the wolf.
Just pretend to be Red.
Hi, matey. I'm Little Red What's-Her-Face. I brought you a basket of...
Oh, come on. You're not even trying.
How's this? Let me in or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blast you to smithereens.
Forget it. Just go in and do what we discussed. Sorry. A short while later, Little Red gingerly stepped onto Grandma's house. She whispered,
Grandma! I'm here!
That's no whisper.
Oops, sorry. I was excited to see her. Grandma, I'm here.
Little Red walked over to Grandma's bed and noticed something was different about her.
That's not my grandma. That's the pirate dude from before.
Red, will you please just play along?
Oh, sorry.
Thanks. I'll tell you exactly what to say. Little Red saw her grandma's ears and said, Grandma, what big ears you have.
Grandma, what big ears you have.
That's not a very nice thing to say, Missy.
Good job, Red. Now say, Grandma, what big eyes you have.
Grandma, what big eyes you have. I think I'm getting the hang of this.
You know, it's not polite to comment on someone's personal appearance.
Great. Red, now say.
Let me try. Hey, Grandma, what happened to your teeth? They're all gold and yellow and missing.
Now you're just being rude.
Am I too early?
Who are you?
I'm the woodsman. I'm here to rescue Little Red and Grandma.
Woodsman, what a big nose you have.
Okay, that was a lie. I'm Pinocchio.
Let me guess. The woodsman called in sick.
Yes. Now I must battle the fake Grandma.
Stop battling. There are no battling in the story.
They're clearly battling. Oh, hi, Grandma.
Grandma? I thought you ate Grandma.
She was feeling better and offered to make ice cream sundaes, and we both agreed that ice cream sundaes are much tastier than Grandma's.
He's right. Grandma's sundaes are delish.
I'll bet this story ends with Grandma opening a restaurant. Grandma opening a restaurant.
Sweet jelly, that's a great idea. Grandma, you should totally open a restaurant.
Enough!
None of this is part of the story. Grandma isn't sick in bed. There's no wolf. No one gets eaten. Little Red isn't even wearing red. Everything is ruined.
So, just to recap, you wanted to tell a story about a girl who takes a walk in the woods and gets eaten by a wolf?
Exactly.
But instead, the story featured a pirate, a puppet, a fierce battle, a healthy grandma, delicious ice cream, nobody dying, and you're upset about this.
Well, when you put it like that, it doesn't sound so bad.
Trust me, this story got a lot better when the ice cream arrived.
Welcome to Grandma's Ice Cream Shop.
I guess you've lived happily ever after now.
Who knows? I'm just a kid. I hope to have a lot more adventures in my life.
So maybe this isn't the end.
Exactly. Maybe your next story is starting right now.
And in the picture, we can see all the fairy tale characters are here in Grandma's ice cream shop.
What else do we read? Have we read What else have we read?
Well, let's see. I can see Cinderella's up here with Jack and the Beanstalk. And,
We definitely read those.
Oh, yeah. Hansel and Gretel are sitting there having their ice cream. Who knows? Who knows what other stories we have yet to read? But the pigs have something to say.
You got any food that might distract a big, bad wolf-like creature?
And over here is...
Peter Pan.
Well, I don't think he is, though. What? Because I think that's Robin Hood. He says,
Little John, let us buy some of this deliciously rich ice cream and give it to the poor.
Oh. See? I think that's Robin Hood.
But where's... What's his book that I just said, not Robin Hood?
Peter Pan?
Yeah, where's Peter Pan?
Maybe he's not here yet. You never know. But that, my friends, is...
The end.
Of not Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.